fight it. This is actually the second lawsuit on the order this week. On Monday, a group of organizations made similar arguments as the feds in the same court. For NPR News, I'm Jad Khalil in Richmond.
Health officials in Gaza say 49 Palestinians have been killed in the past 24 hours, and more deaths are feared as the Israeli military intensifies its operation in northern Gaza. Israeli forces have been pounding the area around Jabalia. Sam Rose is the senior deputy director of UNRWA, the UN Palestinian Relief Agency in Gaza. He told the BBC that the area is seeing heavy fighting.
We've recorded about 300 armed incidents in that area over the past 3 days alone, which is more than we've seen throughout September. So really some of the most intense fighting that we've seen in that part of Gaza since the start of the war.
Israel has not commented, but has previously said its troops have located weapons and are dismantling military infrastructure. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. With less than a month before the 2024 election, whether mail-in ballots will arrive in time continues to concern Kansas election officials. Zane Irwin reports that Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says he had a productive conversation with U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy about those concerns.
The announcement comes after Schwab said the Postal Service mishandled around 1,000 ballots in the state's August primary elections. Schwab says the Postal Service plans to take additional measures to make sure all mail-in ballots are handled correctly in the general election. But Schwab maintains that the most secure options for casting a ballot are to use drop boxes outside polling locations or to vote in person, either on or before Election Day. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas and 19 other states, along with nursing home industry groups, are suing the federal government over a rule that would set new minimum staffing requirements in nursing homes. Natalie Krebs has this report.
The lawsuit claims a new minimum staffing rule proposed by the Biden administration exceeds the federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services authority and says it will drive many nursing homes out of business, leaving residents with nowhere to go. CMS finalized the rule in April. The Biden administration created the new standard in response to safety concerns in nursing homes stemming from inadequate staffing. The new standards are set to be phased in over the course of 3 years and will include exemptions for facilities in areas facing severe shortages of nurses. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
ER stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, telling stories behind data and trends that shape our world today through its podcast, After the Fact. Learn more at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs near 90 degrees, winds from the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows tonight in the mid-50s, winds from the west, they'll shift to the north overnight tonight, bringing in much cooler temperatures for tomorrow when we're looking at highs in the lower 70s. It's 65 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, he's purple, he's plush, he's a friend of Ronald McDonald. Just ahead, why so many New York Mets fans love the Grimace. That's just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. It's fall. That means it's time for KPR's annual Live Day, featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. As part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermagan will host a free concert at the library Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. Find out all the details at kansaspublicradio.com. KPR.org. You can also learn more about KPR's live day on this week's KPR Presents. I'll visit with our own Cordelia Brown and Destiny about what to expect for live day and that concert on October 25th. That's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs near 90 degrees. It's 66 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from
America. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center of JCCC, presenting Hotel Elsinore October 16th, a play with weary travelers, an unexpected will, and a production of Hamlet to rehearse before morning. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up on a Saturday morning from Washington, D.C. It's Saturday Night Live. Well, it's a conversation about a movie about the very first episode of Saturday Night Live. We'll hear from Jason Reitman, the director of Saturday Night. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies today and warm with highs getting up to near 90 degrees. Sunny and much cooler for tomorrow with highs in the lower 70s. It's 69 degrees in Atchison, 68 in Emporia, 69 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Support for NPR comes from the Stock Market Solutions. Disclosures at raymondjames.com. From Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Today on Wait, Wait, our guest is Eric Idle of Monty Python fame. He stops by to play Not My Job with the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me gang. That's just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs getting up to near 90 degrees. Much cooler temperatures in store for tomorrow when we're expecting highs in the lower 70s. It's 68 degrees in Emporia, 69 in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. In the 19th century, presidential candidates never campaigned. as it was unseemly. And now in the 21st, apparently, they get grilled on policy by Bubba the Love Sponge. We'll ask who is finding voters, where they are. Plus, Eric Idle of Monty Python tells us how to become a comedy legend. And Bill Curtis.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs getting up to near 90 degrees. It's 72 in Chanute, 71 here in Lawrence. This is Kansas Public Radio.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative, stamped, and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at spiderartconstructors.com. Mostly sunny and hot today with highs getting up to near 90 degrees. Light winds from the southeast. Lows tonight in the mid-50s, and then much cooler for tomorrow with highs only in the lower 70s. It's 70 degrees in Manhattan, 71 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
As a high school teacher, Ryan Walters liked to talk about the HBO series Game of Thrones in class. Now he's leading an effort to bring Bibles into public schools.
Voters have made clear that they want leaders who will completely wipe out a radical far-left agenda in our schools.
The story of Oklahoma's top education official on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition Monday morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts on Monday, Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on a Saturday morning for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And coming up in just 20 minutes, it's the Moth Radio Hour, storytelling without a net. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Mostly sunny skies today with highs near 90 degrees. Much cooler for tomorrow with highs in the low 70s. We're in the low 70s right now, so this is pretty much what it'll feel like tomorrow. It's 74 in Lawrence, 72 in Manhattan.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and better.
For listening wherever you are, I am Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour, the newest addition to our Saturday morning lineup. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Clark, and Joshua Roman performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
So my junior year of college, I
see our station.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Mostly sunny today with highs near 90 degrees, winds from the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows tonight in the mid-50s, sunny and much cooler tomorrow with highs in the low 70s. It's 75 in Atchison, 76 in Topeka. This is KPR.
They add curiosity and wonder and excitement to the world. Surprises make us... This show is supported by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance, with the Name Your Price tool, offering a range of coverage and price options to choose from. Now that's progressive. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with healthcare coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. And from the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Fossil Day today at the museum. Learn more about ongoing research and hands-on fossil activities for all ages at biodiversity.ku.edu. Mostly sunny skies today, highs near 90 degrees. It's 74 in Manhattan, 76 in Lawrence.
You're listening to the Moth Radio Hour. I'm your host, Michelle Jaleski. A few weeks ago, a friend asked
how I close, but the vibe's not good done. Wanna take you home, make you rise like the sun. Hey. Say it's just a dance, but you know I'm not true. If I take you home, better know what
the Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Itch, a musical journey of love and loss. One weekend only, Thursday, October 24th through Saturday, October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com. Mostly sunny skies today, warm temperatures with highs getting up to near 90 degrees. Sunny and cooler tomorrow with highs only around 72. It's 79 in Emporia, 77 in Manhattan, 79 in Topeka.
You're listening to the Moth Radio Hour from PRX. I'm Michelle Jaleski.
Russ Barenberg and Edgar Meyer, Paul Chin, and Vince Guaraldi. We receive funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, which we always hope you'll do, and everything else, go to our website, themoth.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence, KANU and KANU HD1, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, much of the fight for the presidency is coming down to the few voters who are still uncommitted. Today on This American Life, a little bit of power. That's just ahead here on KPR. Speaking of the upcoming elections, I hope you'll join me for this week's KPR Presents. We'll preview the 2024 elections for the Kansas congressional seats.
It used to be a bit of a truism or a saying in Kansas politics that there's kind of three parties. There's conservative Republicans, moderate Republicans, and Democrats in Kansas. It doesn't feel like we hear that as much anymore.
It's Beyond the Ballot from the Dole Institute of Politics, led by Jonathan Shorman, the lead political reporter for the Kansas City Star. We'll also preview KPR's Live Day, a conversation with Cordelia Brown and Destiny Ann Mermagan. That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies for today with a high near 90 degrees this afternoon. Sunny and much cooler for tomorrow with highs only in the low 70s. It's 81 in Topeka, 80 degrees here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Maybe you saw this video this past week. A veteran meteorologist in Florida, John Morales,